I always said I would never, ever, ever do a content house. I was like, that's crazy. How could you live with random people and just like dance with them in the daytime? And but honestly, you know,
you did it. You're here.
Look at me now, living in a random city in the United States
and dancing with random people.
You know.
Welcome back, everybody. We are L2L. I'm Jalen.
I'm Faith.
I'm Sebastian.
Javier.
And this is today's podcast episode. We have a bunch of sponsors that we're happy to partner with, and we're going to be giving you guys a bunch of details about that. So stay tuned in the podcast. And don't forget to subscribe on YouTube, Apple Music, and Spotify. Let's jump right into it. Faith, you got a question, right?
Yeah. So, you know, we're a creator house, and I feel like a lot of people don't know we're a creator house. Like, I feel like, you know, that's kind of makes us unique, though, because a lot of houses, they always have house at the end of their name, right? It's like Hype House or Go right. House or right. Just different house. Like, it's always house. Ours does not. So people are like, what is L2L Miami? Is it a cult? I love how mysterious it is. And I think, you know, that is something that makes us unique, because we don't, you know, just like, I feel like we kind of set the standard on just who we are, rather than just like, oh, well, this is a house. Like, we're L2L Miami, you know.
Facts.
And also the fact that we're the only creator house in Miami, you know. Mm-hmm. Very different location. What about y'all? What do you guys think makes this house unique?
Probably the opportunities we get, just like the festivals we go to attend, the different concerts, because it is, you know, I don't know if I'm able to say it, like Live Nation, but mm-hmm. one of the biggest, like, mm-hmm. you know, the biggest, like, concert company, whatever.
The biggest.
Gun to his head.
The like, biggest.
I don't know if I can say this. But, yeah, so it's just cool that we're backed up with, you know, such a big company like that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, what makes it different is just the foundation we got. You know, like, we got a backbone, unlike other creator houses. You know, like you said, Live Nation.
What about you, Jalen?
I'm going to have to say the same thing as Sebastian, really. I feel like a lot of times you get creator houses and it's just a bunch of creators that just get together and make videos, which is great. It works. But when you have, like Javier said, you know, a foundation that you can build your content off of, such as live events and concerts and all sorts of things that we're able to attend, it changes the whole aspect of the house. It's no longer just making content to make content. It's making content with a purpose behind it. So that's what I kind of think about it. But as far as for the house, you know, there's X amount of people that live here. What do you guys think is like the personality of the house and the personality of the people in the house? What do you guys think like is unique about that?
Well, I feel like we all have, like, really different dynamics. You know, usually houses, like, almost have themes, like dancers, comedians, mm-hmm. like, a fashion, you know what I mean? And I feel like we're all, like, very just different in the videos that we make. You know, like, me and Sebastian aren't dancers.
Right.
Or we are, but we don't do it well, you know? And we kind of have other strengths, you know, and weaknesses that are just different, that vary. And I feel like because of that, we're so versatile.
Right. I think it's kind of dope that all of us kind of do our own thing. Like, none of us really, like, yeah, sure, like, Javier dances and so do I, but our dancing is completely different. Like, Javier is a professional dancer. Not many houses have that. And to be able to bring in, like, someone like Javier or someone like Sebastian who does music and all sorts of other stuff, like, being able to have different personalities is, it can be hard to work with, but once you find that foundation and find ways to work with each other, I feel like it can bring such a, like, huge audience to a group of people.
Yeah. And I think it's pretty cool that, like, we all do different things, just because, like, if I wanted to dance, I just have Javier to teach me how to dance. Mm-hmm. I want to do, like, makeup fashion.
Don't
I
cap.
Go to, you know,
don't
Faith.
Cap. Don't cap. He is not going to learn how to dance. He's not going to ask me how to learn
how to dance. Wait.
Don't cap, Sebastian.
I did do the dance. I did.
He's
we did
been
do
learning
one dance.
Dances.
It's been 3 months. And
I know,
you have
bro.
Never
he
asked
learned
me.
A good dance.
Yes, he's learned a few. He even did the Wu-Tang in the gas station.
That's true.
Like, hello.
Gun to my head. I did it.
Gun to my head. He did the Wu-Tang.
I did do that. We did do that dance in the Marlins game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned that dance. on the spot.
He's low-key becoming a dancer.
I might have to take your spot in dancing. You might have to model later today.
Might have to model.
Hit a Walmart.
And we only got like 3 months in, and we already hit 70,000 views on one video that we just did.
Yeah,
it's probably gonna grow. 70,000?
I think so, right? Or am I wrong? But we're hype about that because, you know, we're about to go viral.
Yeah.
After this video, we'll probably get 1 million.
Yeah.
And then after that, we'll probably get 5 million. And after that, what are we gonna get, Sebastian?
10 million.
10 million. Jalen, what comes after that?
I'm skipping 15. We're going to 20.
Whoa!
I feel like, Javier, you can't focus on the virality of things. That's going to come when you just focus on the authenticity of it.
Viral.
See, that's literally what he does.
That's what he dreams about at night.
Every meeting, he's screaming, like, we need to go viral. We need to go viral. And I feel like when you're too angsty about it, like, the universe won't give it to you.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to be, like, knowing that, like, it's going to come eventually as long as we stay authentic to ourselves. Because people could tell when you're trying too hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could tell when people are trying too hard. So I feel like our last video really encapsulated just, like, effortless. Like, we were just telling people, like, what our life was like, and that's why it did so well.
Right.
You know? Because we thought it was funny. We thought it was a good video.
Yeah. I thought so, too.
So I think that's why...
No, it went off because we're flexing a $5 million house.
And he fell.
And I don't think that's what made it like go viral. It didn't go viral, but I'm saying like it did go well. It's not that I fell. I just felt like we were flexing on the right spectrum of intensity. You get me? Like it was calm, chill, but we're like, yeah, yeah.
I think so to a certain degree, but I also feel like, you know, we utilized the trend and kind of made it our own. Like we applied the trend
mm-hmm.
at the right time, you know, in the right place type of thing.
Oh, but that's just TikTok. Yeah.
I think we all know
but that.
But like the flex, you know, but we've had videos, you know, do well and we weren't even flexing.
Okay, so take out the flex of that out of that video.
No flex.
You think it goes off?
Yeah, I think my actually original idea wasn't to like flex all that much, but I mean, we kind of pivoted.
It was a good video.
I think it was good, and that's what
I was saying. But I'm saying even if we didn't do the flexing, like I feel like
the trend itself isn't flexing. It's like
It's just like it's something
like things
good
that make you happy.
Yeah. So I feel like, you know, it could have gone any way.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're flexing in a very humble way.
Were we?
Mm-hmm. But I think those videos are good because like not a lot of people, like you said, Faith, don't know this is a content house. So videos like that really shows that, you know, we're a house.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it gives a lot of insight and it also gives a lot of engagement. People are like, I saw the comments.
They're like, what is it?
Oh, how do they, you know, who's paying for this then? God? Like somebody said that we were doing like, you know, explicit things to pay for it. And I was like, no.
I feel like we should make, honestly, more of those type of videos of like.
Yes, Sebastian.
Like,
yes.
Like welcome to the house videos because. Yeah. It brings in like new people that are watching that. Like if someone sees, you know, just us dancing, they're gonna be like, okay, they're probably just friends. Like they don't know that this is a concert.
Yeah, that's why I'm always saying like show the house in the background, show how big it is and how nice it is, because that's how people start like, you see, whoa, how do they live there? Oh, why are they living there? All that stuff. Like it's so many questions that they can comment.
Yeah. No, I had people like whenever I did a video with Jalen had this discourse about being like, you know, why are they making videos together? Such mm-hmm. a random duo. And people are like, do you not realize she's in a content creator mm-hmm. house? And like so many people were like, no, we actually did not realize that.
Right.
Like they did not know, but because it's such a random pairing, you know, you're like from Kansas City, I'm from Jersey. We're just both
so
in Miami
random,
dancing
bro.
In front of
That's
a pool.
That's so random.
That's like the randomest thing ever.
They're like, wait, Kansas City, New York. Dancing in a pool. Yeah,
in Miami.
No
like,
yeah,
what?
That makes no sense.
Totally
whatsoever.
Different content. Like, how did this even come about type of thing?
Yeah. All right, guys. So I've been working out for years, and I've done so many different things to take in my protein. But we are super excited to announce that we're partnering with Magic Spoon, and now I have so many unique different ways to take in my protein with their products.
They have a variety pack. 4 flavors are cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter.
This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs, only 140 calories a serving.
It's also keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb.
Mm-hmm. And it tastes amazing, absolutely delicious. You can mix cocoa with peanut butter, and it tastes exactly like a peanut butter cup. And it tastes like regular cereal from your childhood memories that you got back in your brain right there.
Come on now. And all you got to do is go to magicspoon.com/L2L to grab a variety pack and try it today. And make sure to use our promo code L2L at checkout for $5 off your order.
And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund you your money, no questions asked.
Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/L2L and use the code L2L to save $5 off.
Well, speaking of houses, did you guys have or do you have a house that you would want to visit? Like a content house you'd want to visit?
I saw this new house that recently popped up. I was following along because I had a few mutuals like actually get into the house. And I think it's called the Galaxy House in LA. I think it's super dope. They have a lot of comedians in there. It's so diverse, which I feel like, you know, is very lacked in, like, what's it called, content creator universe there is, you know. So I would definitely try to go see that one.
For sure. You guys?
I would go to the retirement home.
The retirement house?
No, I think it's called the retirement home.
Which is dope. That's so creative.
I think that's so sick. I don't know yeah, how that started, funny. But... probably everyone's like grandma, grandpas, and they just
yeah.
I have a feeling like they're friends, and they just told their grandma, grandpa, they'll meet up and make this video, do this. I feel like it's not really a house. Like, do you think it's like an actual house? Like they actually live there and like by themselves?
Well, dude, that's the thing with people who are retired. Like they can do anything, bro.
They could do good too.
Like they could literally be like, oh, content's kind of big now. Let's make a content house. And literally, like,
so crazy.
A bunch of old people got together and were like, we're going to live together.
And it's good because, like, you know, it's something different. So obviously, yeah. It's going to do good.
Especially for that demographic, like that age.
For TikTok. Who sent that in the group chat? Was that you, Javier?
You sent it, Sebastian.
No, I didn't.
No, it was that Javier. Was it was Javier. Was it?
Oh, yeah.
I swore it was Sebastian.
probably that house.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the football house. It's new. They just started probably same time we did, like a few months ago.
Damn, and so many houses.
Juju Smith started it.
Really?
Juju Smith Schuster. Yeah, I think it's in LA. I'm not sure. But basically it's a bunch of like Juju's the only one in the NFL that play or that's in the house. But it's a bunch of other like athlete content creators, so football players who didn't make the NFL, who just started doing content creating, basically. So it's a bunch of athletes, really. I would love to go to that house, 100%.
Javier.
I'd fit right in.
Maybe even join it.
No, I don't really have a house that I would visit, but I think that retirement home is funny.
Is this all y'all's, like, first content houses, or?
No. This is my second.
Okay, what about you, Sebastian?
This is my second.
We got content house vets in here. This is my first. I always said I would never, ever, ever do a content house. I was like, that's crazy. How could you live with random people and just like dance with them in the daytime? And but honestly, you know,
you did it. You're here.
Look at me now, living in a random city in the United States
and dancing with random people.
Dancing with random people, you know. But I wouldn't have it any other way. I genuinely feel like I have a lot of fun with you guys.
Facts.
And actually, this is the first time I've ever lived with guys. Fun fact, I was raised by three women. So, I mean, there was like a short period of time, like, you know, I lived with my brother and my father when I was younger, but, you know, as a like teen or even a grown woman, I've never lived with men. I hate men. So it's just kind of nice to experience them in a way where I don't hate them. Oh, okay. So, you know.
That was getting better. I got good.
They were like,
did you guys ever like picture yourself where you guys are today when you guys first like downloaded or started? Like, would you think you're gonna be here sitting like at this content house?
No, that's actually the biggest mind FUCK.
Hell no.
No.
I feel like you did though.
I used social media literally to post about like sports stuff. Like,
yeah.
I mean, when I did TikTok, obviously that's when I started, you know, I had a job and like I was done with like football and everything, but like Instagram and stuff, I've been using Instagram for a long time and I was literally just using it to post like football pictures and like random life updates.
Yeah.
I want to see y'all like pages. Like, I need to see your archived posts.
On the hell started.
Can we do like a thing? I want to see what your lives, like what you guys would put. I want to see like your captions. Like, I picture Jalen using like the captions, like with the gorilla and like the the emojis with like the hundreds and the fire. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah. Put it up there.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that bad.
We're goated.
Lots of Drake lyrics. Lots of Drake lyrics for
That's
sure.
That's the light skin agenda right there.
Oh my God.
But
I still use lyrics though. Lyrics, hey, if you ever need Instagram captions,
listen to a
lyrics
song.
Are easily the number one thing to do.
You did have a good one a lot. Was that yours?
Which one? The Big Time Rush one?
Yeah.
I made that one up. That one was cold.
What was it?
It was God knew I would be big time, but he didn't want to rush it.
Ooh,
that was a good one.
I made that one. Bars. I'm gonna steal that.
Yours was pretty good too. The baseball. What was it? The Marlin.
Oh, I'm out of your league.
Yeah, I mean that's. I mean, yeah.
It sounds simple,
it
but
it was simple, but it was good. It was good.
You know, she kind of ate. I featured y'all on my page for the first time ever. Everyone was like, "Who are these random people you're sitting with, Faith?" I'm like,
my last caption was just life with a three instead of the E.
I wish I could just caption something like that. I'm like sitting there stressing over what I should put. You can just do life.
I don't think I've ever been stressed about the caption.
Dog, I'd be tripping over captions.
I think we need like a weekly photo dump from Sebastian. I want to see what his phone looks like. Like, what do you capture with that thing?
My Google Pixel? A lot.
Come on now.
Hey.
That boy loyal.
Okay, well, we were talking about the Marlins game because you were you did a caption for that out of the league. What'd you guys think of that? I thought that was a pretty dope experience. I'm a huge baseball fan, so
yeah, it was fun.
No, yeah, it was so dope. Like, you know, I went to Mets games with my mom before, and I feel like seeing a baseball game like that, like when you get, like, you know, mm-hmm. we got to go on the field before. We were like literally in the dugout.
That's not like. People don't get to do that.
And that field's nice, too.
Very nice. And we got free custom jerseys with our names on it.
I'm not even a big sports fan, but that still blows me away.
I was ready to play that day.
Like, right? I was like, oh, hold on. Let me start being a diehard fan.
Like, that's so dope. That's so, and those are, like, real authentic. Like, those are real jerseys. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it makes me just so grateful, like, you know, that these teams are – you know, these franchises kind mm-hmm. of like look out for us in that way. Like, you know, even at the Super Bowl, we got the Super Bowl jerseys.
The Rams ones, yeah.
The Rams ones clean. With our names on them. But even like the Super Bowl jersey that's specific to this year, like that's pretty iconic to me. So, you know, I'm always super grateful. Again, not the biggest sports fan, but I can appreciate, you know, those type of pieces, cool. those details.
Love it.
It's cool also to be, like, especially, like, in the pro leagues, like, on the field, like, to your sport. Like, you know, you mm-hmm. played football your life, so I bet going on the field in the Super Bowl was insane.
Didn't
insane.
You play baseball?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool to go on the field.
But, so is
I've been
true?
On Dodger Stadium before, but.
Is it true, like, there's a such thing as called, like, a baseball butt?
Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Yeah.
Girls love baseball players. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, so you don't think there's such thing as a baseball bum.
And after wearing baseball pants, they do make your butt look nice.
Let me get me a pair of baseball pants.
Like in high school, I weighed like 100. I was like as tall as I am, but I weighed like 170 pounds. And even I had a butt in baseball pants. So I'm and I was a stick.
Baseball pants give the BBL effect.
For men, yes.
You heard it here first. For men, how do you know it doesn't do the same for women?
I'm sure it does.
I loved wearing baseball.
Well, softball girls, my girl over there eyeing me down, but she knows it too. Softball girls.
Does she play softball?
No, her sister does though.
Oh, then he doesn't know what baseball booty looks. I mean, softball booty looks like, or at least he should.
Baseball players just have swag.
Hey, I've been playing sports my whole life, not just, you know, when I had a girlfriend. And I've been watching sports.
Everything before Ashley didn't happen. That's all you need to know. That's all. That's the rule I play with. That's the rule. That just happy wife, happy life, right?
Facts.
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 Sebastian, you said facts?
Facts.
Okay, you got a happy wife?
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Hopefully.
What do y'all have? Speaking of wives, Jalen... What happened this weekend?
So it was my girlfriend's birthday. She's here in Miami. I'm looking at her right now. Hey, baby. Love you. But it was her birthday, and so we celebrated.
And there goes his followers.
We celebrated her birthday. Hey, I don't care about followers. If I'm happy and in a relationship, them followers,
all right. They can unfollow if they want. Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
She's so great.
But we celebrated her birthday. She was 24. So we basically just did like a whole day. I took her and got a spa. Took her to a nice dinner. And then we came back and I had some of the house members surprise her for a surprise birthday party. And she was super shocked. So it was a fun night. We went out and everything. It was a good time.
Yes, it was so much fun. Ashley, I wrote this in her card. She's like my favorite L2L member. She doesn't come here enough. But she's just so great to have around. She's like the sweetest person I've ever met in my life. So it was deserving.
Thanks, Faith. Of course. She's awesome. Thanks. But yeah, what's coming up? We got EDC this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Seb has...
I'm trying to fix this thing.
Doing?
So, dude, these always...
No, that's the best part about the podcast sometimes is when stuff like this happens.
There we go. I think this is it. Or should I just hold it for the rest of it?
Yeah, hold it. Hold it like a singer.
Right, hold it, yeah, hold it like a mic.
Oh.
Can we unhook these mics and hold them?
Is it the other way? Hold on.
Could you?
I'm not saying now, but I'm saying, like, could we ever?
Bob the Builder.
It's good.
There we go.
Perfect. So, no, Seb has been, because I've never been to EDC, and, like, this year was the first time I've ever been to a festival.
Like festivals, yeah. I went to Okeechobee.
Yeah, Okeechobee was the first one, and then I went to another one. But Seb has been telling me all about how EDC is, like, EDC, the craziest thing I'll ever experience, so insane. I'm excited.
Yeah. I think the biggest music festival or the biggest EDM festival. It's just insane. It's life changing. Jalen's gonna come back and his whole life's gonna change.
Oh gosh.
He's gonna love
it. When do you guys leave?
We leave tomorrow morning. Yeah.
What time is
we leave at like 8 AM.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I might be on a different flight then.
Really?
I think so. Anyways.
We'll have to fact check.
Yeah, we leave tomorrow to EDC for the weekend. We come back Monday. This is their first time. It's gonna be me, Jalen and Liz attending from the house.
Our invite got lost in the mail. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not the biggest EDM fan. I feel like an appreciation for music is truly knowing what you like and what you don't like.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, so like making that differentiation. Like, I feel like I would be worthless to a crowd of music that I don't like. Like, you know, you ever like see people like the crowd is not jumping.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you here? I would be that person at an electronic music concert. And I see they have so much fun. I feel like I love like the rave fashion and things like that. Yeah, I love the culture culture of it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I like to look at the culture of it. I'm a bystander.
I think like if you're a big music fan, like even if you don't like certain music, you have to respect it because people put so much time and effort into music and like some people just love it so much. You have to respect their opinion and what their ears like to hear.
No, absolutely. And, you know, in school, like, I remember studying, like, psychology and just, like, the circadian rhythms in your brain and how they adapt to music. Like, you know, music gets stuck in, songs get stuck in your head. And I remember hearing, like, electronic music and thinking, like, this sounds like robot music.
Yeah, that's what I used to think of it, too. Like, I wasn't, like, I always loved EDM my whole life. Like, there was a point where it was just, like, you know, just hip-hop. Rap, and then like you said, when I first heard, I was like, "What is this?" Like,
yeah.
And then I just got into it probably like I don't know, like 3-4 years ago. When my friends took me to like my first like EDM concert, and I was like, "Oh,
no, yeah." And I feel like you know people in the EDM genre do have some bops. You know, although I may not understand it, like Jalen said, I respect it.
100%.
I don't know if Javier is an EDM fan.
No, I think it's fire.
Yeah, sometimes he does like dubstep down here.
No, it is fire though. I mean, I can see why people won't like it, but I can see why people like it too. I see both sides.
Yeah, like I don't know. I see some people like I remember I stayed the night at this girl's house. She was listening to EDM in the shower, and I was like, oh my god, she knows.
Like, relax, put on some hand lotion and wash your hair.
Like she knows she no beef.
She in there washing her hair like this.
Bob head bobbing.
Seb's signature move. He taught me this.
Oh.
You can see a lot. He's going to be doing that this weekend.
Yeah.
Damn.
So fun. What are y'all looks looking like? Men, it's a
shorts,
lot easier.
Shorts and shirtless weekend.
I don't got nothing.
I definitely think you should do some body paint situation. Yeah. Seb might dye his hair.
Yeah, I'm going to probably do some body paint. I gotta figure out how I'm gonna do it and like what to do.
But yeah, sometimes they have artists there that just do it.
Yeah, I might do that for sure.
It'd be fun.
It'd be different.
I feel like this is the only space you can really just be so different that it's like, you know, and you know, that's how people get picked up on modeling gigs. Maybe at music festivals.
For real?
Yeah, there's that girl, what's her name? Aoki. I don't know how to say her name. But it was a music festival. Aoki? Aoki.
Yeah.
She's at the Met Gala this year. Like, she took a picture of her while she was at Homecoming. Like, a Homecoming music festival. Somebody took a picture of her. Now she's, like, a supermodel.
Wow.
Just because somebody took a picture of her, you know, she was just looking cute at a festival. So I feel like that's where you can just be different, you know, dress whatever you want. You can, like, push borders without it being, like, controversial. Weird. You know what I mean? Like, weird. Yeah. And
especially at an EDM festival.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Like, everyone respects each other. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, you go into Rolling Loud.
Oh.
Everyone at EDM.
Yeah. Don't show up right in the wrong fit.
We love Rolling Loud. Don't get us wrong.
No, we
do. But, like, you got to know what to wear at certain festivals.
But sometimes it's, like, the culture, like you said. The culture of the people. Like, I feel like EDM rave kind of culture is very, like, accepting. Mm-hmm. Like, dancing, you're not, like, judging anybody. Like, I feel like at Rolling Loud, you got to, like, show up wearing the flyest fits.
Yeah.
Some people be wearing their, like dead sock shoes.
You're not going to wear to Rolling Loud what you would wear to a country concert or a country festival.
Yeah.
If you roll up to Rolling Loud, I mean, you might be able to do this. But, like, in cowboy boots and a cowboy hat, they're going to look at you.
You're getting
like,
flamed.
They're going to look at you.
Maybe
like,
even by the artist.
You're getting flamed. They're going to point you out.
Yeah. Like,
yo, what's this man wearing?
For real.
So, you know, it's all about knowing the place.
We should even maybe this weekend put body paint, like L2 and then
L on Liz.
L on Liz.
That would be dope.
Put it on your skin.
So, as you guys know, we travel a lot. So, being in different atmospheres, it has and takes a toll on our skin. Mm-hmm. I know my skin has been busting out the seams. It's been dry as a desert. So I'm so excited to be partnering with Apostrophe, the sponsor of this episode.
Yep. And Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne.
At Apostrophe, a board-side dermatologist will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. All you have to do is take their online quiz, answer a few questions, snap a few selfies, and send it on over.
Snap them.
And Apostrophe treats all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne to chest knee, back knee, and butt knee. So they treat all breakouts from head to toe.
Yeah.
When I was doing my consultation recently, I didn't even know butt knee was a thing. They started asking for photos, and I was getting nervy. But I sent the pictures of my face to a board-certified dermatologist so that they can give me the best treatment plan, and they said it was ready. So hopefully by next episode, I can tell you guys all about it.
We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with an Apostrophe provider at apostrophe.com/L2L when you use our L2L code. This is only available to our audience and listeners.
To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/L2L and click begin visit, then use our code L2L at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5.
That's apostrophe.com/L2L and use that code L2L to get your dermatologist certified treatment plan for $5. We thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the episode.
Hey, so, but it's going to be a fun weekend, though.
Yeah.
I'm excited to watch you guys. I will be at the pool.
I feel like the closer it gets, the more excited I'm getting. At first, I was like, EDM music for a whole weekend. Because I'm like the same as Faith. Like, I respect it, but I'm not going to be like, you know, every day.
You got to take like 3 Celsius.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Me jumping off the wall.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. But I'm getting way more excited for it the closer it gets. Just
and
so
to
I can
see
experience
all
of
our friends
it. Yeah, yeah.
From LA and stuff. But it's going to be a fun weekend.
Most definitely.
Excited. Sure. So what's like y'all favorite trends going on right now?
Ooh.
My TikTok for you page isn't trends at all. It's just random.
TikTok is all over the place right now.
I ain't gonna lie, TikTok fell off a little bit. These trends are whack. I hate these trends. They're lame. I do not like them. They should be better. 2020 was way better. I wish it went back to 2020. TikTok has some weird trends now. Seb, can you agree?
There was
He agrees. Look, he agrees wholeheartedly.
It even made me want to do some of them and dance.
Yeah.
It was fun.
TikTok
is very weird right now. When I say weird, I mean there's a lot of lifestyle stuff instead of trend stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not as trendy as it was. It's more what's going on in this person's life. Can I post a random video and it go viral? Yes, it's probably not a trend. And the fact that like there's no more, I wouldn't say no more trends, but there's not trends. It's taking away a lot of ideas from content creators, in my opinion.
I think it's separating people now. It's like, I feel like when there was trends, they were like big. Everyone came together in these trends. Now it's just like, find something random or find a random little sound or some little sound over there and do a dance.
I feel like TikTok is actually like, you know, not saying becoming oversaturated, but because so many people are on the platform, it's a lot harder than it was when, you know, we all first started. But I also feel like that is gonna it's gonna weed out like the real creatives at the end of the day.
TikTok the app, you know, is great.
But
the trends, the algorithm are horrible is great right now.
But I do feel like the trends are horrible, which is forcing people to do their own original content, which is obviously like TikTok.
Lifestyle, whatever they're doing.
Everyone loves to see a peek into people's lives. Like, I feel like that's what, you know, attracts them to others. But I feel like for me, because I also thought the same thing. I'm like going through my For You page like, oh my gosh, these trends are like, they're just so like repetitive. But I feel like it calls for me to think deeper into like what my content is and like how I can differentiate myself from the masses. Because, you know, like I used to just be able to do a try on haul and get like a million views every single one. Now it's like, okay, there's a lot of plus size girls doing try on hauls, and I love that for the plus size community. But now it's like, okay, now how do I differentiate myself from that?
Right.
Like, how do I put the effort, like the extra effort, like
do,
the other day?
Do something different.
Now. Right.
You don't think TikTok is sound based anymore? I think it changed a little bit. It used to be sound based. You use a sound, it works. If you use a trending sound, it worked.
And I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
I feel like with that, anybody can become big, but the real creatives.
Kind of like you said too, like it's becoming saturated. There's more and more creators, whether, you know, they have 10,000 followers or 10 million, that makes it harder on the algorithm because it's trying to find, pick and choose videos to push to the For You page. And it's making it harder, not only for the creators, but on the algorithm itself.
What do you guys think push the For You, the videos to the For You page? Let's say a video goes viral. Why is it that goes viral? Is it the watch time? Is it if they watch the full video? Is it the shares, the comments, the likes? It's not everything. It's something.
I think it's definitely the watch time.
Yeah. So number one, it actually says, like, this is what they said. So number one is watch time. Number two is comments. Number two is shares. Number three is comments. And number four is likes. So in that order, that's what the algorithm pushes For You page videos. And that, like, that's how it does it. So one is watch time. Two is shares, three is comments, and then four is likes.
Yeah, you see, I always thought it was watch time and shares that make that shit go viral. I mean, make that thing go viral. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I feel like, I don't know, like sometimes watch time is good and the shares are good, but it doesn't go. It doesn't go. I don't know. It's like TikTok has a button. Press the button.
Yeah.
Press the button.
It's always been a theory like that.
Well, like, yeah. Like, I mean, I think with any algorithm, there's like times where they'll like, purposely suppress you, like, you know, they say it's like manipulative. Mm-hmm. Like they'll give you the boost,
shadow,
like,
ban.
They'll like viral your videos a whole bunch, and then they'll make you like go zip views, and then you're like working so hard to get that virality back, and then they give it to you, and it's like
I've had friends that, you know, have millions, whatever, and like all their videos hit over a million, and then all of a sudden they get shadow banned, and they had to make a new account, and like their first couple of videos on the new account went back to like millions.
It's crazy.
Do you think shadow ban is for real?
Yes, yeah. I definitely I think so. It's for real.
Which I don't get.
I mean, look at the L2L.
I don't get why they would.
I don't think that's shadow ban. I just think we didn't have the followers.
Shadow ban, come on.
Well, we have the follower. We got 70K on a 7,000 follower page.
That's about like, you know.
But that's like what we've talked about several times in this podcast is like all it takes is one video. You know what I mean? Like all it takes is one video that you post and your account could blow up.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we did that and we've done that several times and we still only have, you know, X amount of followers.
Jalen, I always say the same thing. You can be flopping this month and the next month. Mm-hmm. And on the third month, you can become the biggest thing that ever existed on TikTok.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's how it works.
But sometimes people don't even make it to the third month.
Because they give up on the first
or the second. You never know, you could give up right before like you literally become so big,
right?
And that's I think that's why we are where we at because we never stopped,
right?
You get me? Like yeah, we've experienced flops so many times. Like I think creators experience flops. That's part of it, you get me? Mm-hmm. So it's like But we always, if you don't notice that we just keep going. It's like we have to do it at this point. Like, you know, it's just part of our life now. You know, right. Like we just continue doing it. That's why we don't give up. And I feel like people give up because they don't see it working. But like we made it a lifestyle. I think you have to make it like a lifestyle. Treat it like something, you know, you live with every day. You get me?
Right.
You know, Faith, you make content every day probably, right?
I do.
Like multiple content. You'll flop and then you'll post three more after that. You're not going to stop. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you trying to call me a flop? I'm just kidding.
No. I'm saying we've all flopped. Yeah. You know, like all flopped.
Yeah. Not every video is going to be a banger. Like, yeah. The same way, like not every, even the best music artist, not every song is going to be a
exactly.
banger.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, and if they let the one song that flopped, let them stop from making music, then we wouldn't have such amazing music that we have today. And I think the same thing with content. Like,
it's all the same thing. Sports, music, content. If you think about it, like the easiest way for me to interpret it would be basketball. Not everyone can be LeBron James in the content creating world, or Michael Jordan, whoever you like best. But not everyone can be that in the content creating world. It's the same thing. For example, if we were really to like compare it, it'd be like Charli D'Amelio is the LeBron of content creating.
She's Jordan.
She yeah, like every video. She has the most followers on TikTok. Every video she posts does absolute numbers. Like that is greatness in a community that's opposite of basketball. It's content creating. Not everyone can be that, but everyone can show up every day and try and post to make sure that they're doing everything they can to get to that point.
Look, everyone remembers your success, but no one remembers your failures. I promise you that. No one remembers the flops that Drake put out, because he put out flops. Mm-hmm. No, let's not get it twisted. He put out flops, but he has so many successes mm-hmm. that no one realizes the flops even exist. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you can flop, 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 and they'll pay attention when you succeed.
I feel like Drake never had a flop. That's one person I feel like that's never had a flop.
Okay, his first song he ever wrote. Do you know it?
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about when he was with Lil Wayne. I'm talking about the first song he ever wrote without Lil Wayne.
I think it's one of his biggest successful.
No, he was already with Lil Wayne.
No, that before that, successful. I just wanna be successful. That was his first album. That was like one of his first songs.
Okay, now can you name all the songs of the album?
Okay, what is this, Drake test?
Exactly. That's my point. That's my point. In the album, he remembers successful, but he doesn't remember all the songs of the album. Because now all the songs in the album are successful.
Who here would win in a Drake test?
Come on, me. Quote me.
You think so?
I think I would win if we keep it after Take Care. Yeah.
After Take Care?
That's well, like good. Take Care and after. Like, I think I would win for sure.
Oh.
I could probably like what, name like, the see, most amount of Drake songs.
I mean, yeah, I'm bad at memorizing all.
So what artist would you say that you're like really good at remembering all the songs?
Neither.
Hey.
I mean, none of them.
Hey, let's search it up on Spotify. Who's neither?
But I could sing probably like every artist's song, but I just don't know the name of the song. You know.
I think next podcast we should look at like our Spotify Wrapped or like Apple Music, like
that'd be good.
Top 10 from last year, just to see. You know, or I want to see how many hours you guys listen to like Drake.
No, I don't be listening to like the more popular dancers. Wow, artists all the time like that. Nah,
so
like,
we'll see your top 10.
You'll see a lot of trap and Michael Jackson.
That man loves him some Billie Jean. Okay.
No, I don't. I don't love Billie Jean.
He listens to Billie Jean every morning.
No, I just use it on TikTok. But I use it on TikTok because I'm the king of that sound. So I use that.
Are you actually the top sound?
Hell yeah! I'm the only one that uses that sound. Damn. But that's why I use it. It's not that I love Billie Jean. It's just...
But that's a good song to be on top.
You love Billie Jean. We were in a meeting and he was like, I want to use Billie Jean. Like he was...
And we couldn't use it because of
copyright stuff. Yeah, because it's like licensed and he was literally fighting for his life.
Oh, no, because I knew I was gonna perform better. That's why.
He's like, I need Billie Jean. Get me the license. Call Michael Jackson's people.
I ain't gonna dance to Lizzo. I ain't gonna dance to damn Lizzo. No.
Why you can't do About Damn Time?
I'll do About Damn Time. Yeah, but.
I can't stand that damn dance.
That dance is just too hard for me.
I can't stand that.
Everybody
damn
and their mama
dance.
Keeps asking me to do it, but it's so hard.
I can't.
Which was that one?
The About Damn Time.
It's like this.
In a minute, I'm gonna need a. Where's Doja Cat when you need her? Where's Doja Cat? Did you come
for
out
real?
With a new song?
I love Doja Cat.
I love Doja Cat. Bro, hey, yo, that was like peak. Yo, bruh.
Look, I can critique a lot of stuff, and I'll probably be called a hater sometimes too. But Doja Cat is real. Like, she for real. I love that music. I don't know why, because she's so unique and different. I don't know. It's just like, and she's probably like one of the OGs of TikTok too. Like, you know, like obviously Say So and all that stuff. But I think like Doja Cat is like those Doja dances Cat. That people did to her music, I think it's fire. You know? Come on, Dylan, back me up.
No, for real. That was like peak. That was like peak TikTok dance time. From the time that she made Say So to
Planet Her, the album with like
yeah. Oh, that song, like from that time range, every dance on TikTok was popping.
Dude, that is so like such a vibe. It's such a like phase of life that is so
yes.
Ah, how do I describe it?
It's nostalgic. It's nostalgic.
Nostalgic. There you go. You see. About Damn Time is not nostalgic. I'm sorry.
I think About Damn Time is...
It's not nostalgic.
I think it's kind of rooted in a lot of, like, older, like, she's giving... What's his name? Like, I'm thinking about, like, the 60s, like, soul music. Maybe that just doesn't resonate with you.
No, I feel like I respect it, just like you said. You can respect the music. You don't gotta like it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But you know, maybe it just doesn't resonate with you. But it doesn't mean it's necessarily bad. It was really
it's
sad.
Not bad. It's not bad. It's not bad music. It's actually not
it's
a bad song.
It's just a dance.
I just feel like,
no,
yeah.
No, the dance
I
is just, it's over. To me, I can't even do it. And I have my followers asking me. But I feel like the song, like, I love Lizzo as a human. But I feel like some of her music, it's just like, it just doesn't resonate with me all the time. I love, like, you know, a few of her songs. But sometimes it's, like, really poppy. And I'm more R&B.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So some things just, like, don't resonate.
R&B is nice.
But I feel like that dance is, like... I don't know. It's like so complicated. Too complicated for me.
Right. Like, for example, Jalen, when you're doing those dances to like No Idea and Chris Brown, you know, that's the Chris Brown one that we never did that we're supposed to. Yeah, that
we
one.
We need all that back.
That is fire.
All right. So Ivory L is a lifestyle apparel brand that donates 10% of profits to Saving the Elephants and other charitable causes. Mm-hmm. Launched by college students, Ivory L grew organically into one of the largest and most passionate communities of supporters wanting to make a difference in the world. Donating over 2 million to date, Ivory L continues to deliver good clothes for a good cause.
And also, it was launched by college students and a high school teacher. Most of whom had never met before.
So they had a viral launch. Trending over America's Country Music Awards in 2015, 500 shirts sold in 10 minutes. Wow. Pre-orders backed up 100 plus days for the first year. Over 500,000 donated in their first year to Save the Elephants.
That's real stuff.
And over 2 million total donated to charitable causes. Minimum of 10% donated on all products. Every time you buy from Ivriella, you are making a donation to a cause that is important to you. Charities such as Save the Elephants, Autistic Self-Advocacy Network, Cyber Smile Foundation, Reef Restoration Foundation, American Heart Association, Heart and Bones, and more.
Everything you buy, you are helping to save the world little by little, and their comfortable, cute, and trendy clothes.
And not to mention, you can be a part of the herd. Go get yours with 15% off using code L2L at ivoryella.com/collections/new-arrivals.
Use
we appreciate Ivoryella.
The code L2L. 15% off. Come on now.
Save
Come
the elephants.
Come on now.
Fire.
Speaking of fire, let's do some rapid fire questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
That was a great transition.
That was one of the best transitions.
As a matter of fact,
thank you.
She gets. Let's get her something. Let's get her something for that transition.
You know. That's what they paid me for.
Bars. That was so smooth. I was like, what is she gonna go with that? Fire music.
All right, Faith, you started.
Oh, I hate this question. Biggest hobbies. I think one of my biggest hobbies is movies. I love movies. I watch them in my free time. I go to the movies a lot.
Gaming.
Movies.
No, you don't.
Movies?
He always steals my answers.
What was the last time? Penguin?
I love
animal. Movies.
What was the last movie you watched?
Moana.
How long ago that
last
came
night.
Out?
I watched it last night.
He fell asleep to Moana, y'all.
I just love movies. I could be in bed. I mean, there's only... one thing to do when you're in bed all day, watch a movie. So that's why I like to watch a lot of movies.
We got to talk about this afterwards. Go ahead, Javier.
Sports. I love sports.
You love sports. Playing sports or watching them?
No, I play sports. What? Come on now.
Okay.
Well, watching too. Oh, no, watching as well. Yeah.
Worst chore can...
That's so easy.
worst, like the worst thing you hate doing?
Laundry.
Yeah, laundry.
Worst chore?
Oh. I love laundry.
Personally, I love chores. I like cleaning, so.
Ashley lucked out.
I always got it right.
I hate doing? Oh, dishes. Next.
Same. I hate dishes.
I always got it right in the group chat. Take out the damn towels from the dryer.
You wrote that one time.
Is that one time?
You wrote that one time. Those are my towels, by the way.
No, they weren't. They were Jalen's.
No, yesterday, they were mine.
No, the towels. Or somebody took my towels out because my towels were already out there.
I
did put towels.
I always get bad luck with that. I don't know why. Every time I go down, it's full.
If it's towels, just take them out.
Yeah, if it's towels, you can always take them out.
Yeah, just take those out.
Well, I'm being respectful. I'm not touching people's things.
Oh, yeah.
That was nice.
I feel like laundry is the worst because it's like a multi-step chore. Like, not only do you have to take the clothes to the washer, then you got to take them to the dryer.
It's so
annoying. Then you got to take them to your room. And then you got to, like, fold them and put them up.
And let's not begin with the fact that we're on the second floor. So we got to go down the stairs. Those long...
We do.
Stressful. Those super long hallways because our house is just so big.
So big. And you can see it on the new TikTok that we posted on our TikTok page. L2L Miami is at 70,000 views. Also,
we actually have an elevator.
We do have an elevator.
No, I used it last night.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
It's turned off.
I used it.
Why would you use an elevator here? What if you get stuck? That'd be the weirdest. Like,
is it? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my bad.
There is one.
Okay.
All right, next.
Who inspires you?
We talk so much.
Probably my family.
Who?
My mom. My dad.
Nice. That beer?
My dad, my mom, me.
My mother also inspires me.
I'm gonna say my family, but
oh, my birthday,
number
my
one, bad. Jesus.
Amen.
Javier?
Yeah, I already answered.
No, number four.
Oh. First to call for advice. Oh. For advice. First to call for advice.
I think it says first call for advice.
Well, who would you call? Yeah, so I'm saying first call for advice is not a sentence that is grammatically correct.
Incorrect.
First call for advice?
Yeah, like you said. You said it's grammatically incorrect.
It'd be incorrect. Okay, who would you call?
Well, it's not grammatically correct.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what I said. Y'all hating. First to call for advice.
Probably me, no?
No, definitely not.
Wow. Damn.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not. All right. So, no, I don't be calling people for advice. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why I would call for... No, not really. Don't be calling people for advice.
That means you just know the answer, right?
I don't know the answer, but I act like I know the answer.
Not a bad thing.
Oh, maybe my family, but that's about it. But that's still basic. That's just a basic answer.
I think the first call for advice, I usually call my boyfriend just to get, you know, his vibe on it. He kind of, like, keeps me level-headed and tells me if I'm being dramatic, so...
Oh, well, that's different. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What? I'm going to call my girl.
I thought it was, like, advice, like, as to, like... For, like, something specific, you get me? Like, not, like, oh, how I'm feeling or, like...
No, but, like, even if I'm, like, oh, like...
Like, what do I do?
Yeah, what should I do about this?
If you're in, like, a predicament or a situation where you need, like, someone's help on, you know, should you do this or should you do that, like, who would you call?
Well, if it's very serious, obviously, like, my
parents. Family, yeah.
But if it's just, like, you know, like...
What if it's not that serious?
Like, should I dye this? Like, should I get my hair dyed? Probably like whoever's around me, like you guys.
He'll ask the closest stranger.
That's usually what I do, yeah.
Okay, what's y'all go-to outfit? Mine is a dress, specifically a Skims dress. I live in these, dye in these. Y'all see me walk around them all the time, like these long dresses. So I will dye in a dress like this.
Little Skims?
Yeah.
Fire.
They have a
guys collection too, no?
Yeah, they do. The boyfriend collection. So cozy, so soft.
Damn.
Not sponsored.
I need to get one of those. I need to get that.
I'm going to say...
I could answer Jalen's. No shirt and booty shorts.
Whoa.
No shirt.
Okay, no shirt. Sure. Booty shorts.
You wear the coochie cutters.
Like short shorts?
Yeah, like that.
Like this?
Yeah.
That's not booty shorts, okay? Don't be speculating here and making people think I'll be wearing booty shorts.
Those are the men's booty shorts.
The
5-inch.
Eight inch. They're
like
eight.
Five.
This is a solid
maybe a
solid
seven.
Foot.
I like the short shorts too though.
Yeah, I like the short short. I think it's a vibe. I'm it just, like, it make is not my your man size. Buy short shorts. Not.
All right, that's not even what I was gonna say. But go.
What is it? What is
yeah,
your
tell
go-to
us your actual go to.
Is this like go to like go out?
Like it,
is that what you were thinking, or just like the walk around the house?
Yeah, your most. Yeah, I would go out in this.
Oh, then yeah, shorts and no tee. Like that's what I walk around the house in.
My go to outfit probably my cargo pants. It's like yeah, those army pants.
Yeah.
And I don't know, whatever I have, I don't have anything. I don't have a lot here, so it's kind of. I don't know.
Depends. I could do Javier's too. You got that belt.
I don't know. He knows.
Some ripped jeans. He got him a denim shirt.
Denim jacket.
And the newest Jordans. Did I get it right?
Oh,
or did I lie?
No, yeah. Definitely the belt. Black jeans, black shirt, black jacket, black everything, black sole, everything. No, yeah, everything.
Black socks.
Black shoes. No, white shoes. Not black shoes.
You're wearing black shoes.
Yeah, today.
You also were wearing like those black and red shoes the other day.
Black and red shoes. Oh yeah, come on now.
See, he's talking about not black shoes.
Wait, those are the Jordans. Come on now.
Okay, Jalen.
Last one. Guilty pleasure. Help me out with this one. Oh, yeah, is this like?
I would say my guilty pleasure. I love trash TV. Like I love the type of TV that like what? Is like reality TV.
Oh,
like the worst type. The type that you even think like this is definitely staged.
Why do you call it trash TV?
Because that's what people consider it. Like they say it's like you're not learning anything. It's not like you know acting or anything. It's just like I think of like The Ultimatum or like Love Is Blind or like you know some people even say like Keeping Up with the Kardashians or like Real Housewives, Love and Hip Hop. Like I love just TV that. Could make me escape. That's my guilty pleasure.
So would gaming be?
Yeah.
Gaming? People,
well, it's something you should feel guilty about.
I'd be feeling guilty about gaming.
About loving it?
I feel guilty the fact that like, you know, I probably could be like watching something like more informational. I could just, you know, watching something that like, you know, like you see actors like put a lot of time into acting. But for me, I would definitely pick like a show where it's like all stage, bad acting, girls fighting, bad girls club. Over that, so
never mind. Mine's sleep.
That's your guilty pleasure?
Yeah, I don't sleep enough.
Okay.
I don't sleep enough, and I should be.
Enough. Okay, what's your guilty pleasure?
So like I like staying up late. I love it. I love staying up late. I love gaming, but I'm like, damn, I really should put the controller down and go to sleep.
Mine's probably sleeping a lot.
That's your guilty pleasure. Okay.
But like I love doing it, but I always feel guilty for like sleeping that much. Right? So it's kind of the opposite.
Yeah. That makes sense. Twins.
Yeah, no, I like awkward situations. No, I'm serious. but you saw they're awkward right now, but I'm not feeling awkward. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I can explain. Faith.
Javier is a freak.
No.
Who the hell likes awkward situations?
I love awkward situations. No.
Lock him up.
No, but look. Situations where people would feel like, oh my God, I don't feel like that.
That's why he be dancing at Walmart. Because he loves it.
Well, yeah. I like disturbing the peace for sure. That's what I'm saying. Like awkward situations where like people normally don't like to be in.
That's true.
I like them. I don't know why. I just like enjoy that. I just enjoy like being, I don't know, just that. See, awkward right now.
It's not that
I
awkward.
I don't think it's awkward.
Yeah. I think you're this awkward. Is silent. Yeah, you're just.
If you're assuming awkward. It's awkward, maybe you're awkward.
Yeah. I'm trying to make it awkward so I can feel good.
What? He's a freak. All right, y'all. Get me out of here.
Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate y'all. Thanks for tapping in to this week's episode. Make sure you guys tap in next weekend.
Please.
Or next week on Tuesday. Please. We're going to tell you guys all about EDC and everything that happened this past
all the crazy stories
weekend.
And me being home alone.
Like and comment.
Make sure you guys subscribe. Love you.
Subscribe.
We'll see you in the next one. Peace.
Please.